This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, June 6th. Well, we had a better performance in cattle than we did in the grains, with the live cattle picking up about a buck and a half on the week, but it was feeders that were really starting to surge up about $7.50 on the week after getting a pretty good flush to the downside in what looked like it would have some sort of extension. Live cattle snapped back. We really didn't get any follow through from a breakdown into new lows. In feeders, we never really broke down into new lows, just we did get an outside day lower midweek, but then we snapped back up there too. I think the break in the corn market has certainly supported the feeder cattle, and it just seems like feeder cattle are much less energy to the downside than they do to the upside. But I will say that as we get into the growing season for the northern hemisphere for corn and soybeans and kind of wrap up the wheat season, we are starting to see some weather problems develop in Europe, in the Black Sea region, northeast China, which is their main corn growing area. Here in the U.S., so far the Midwest looks just fine. But the long-range forecasts continue to call for warm and dry conditions in the summer. So if corn finds a low, which frankly I think it has, and has any kind of good strong move to the upside, I think that the cattle market starts to break, and especially the feeders will probably break pretty hard. In export sales last week, beef 17,900 tons, pretty good solid number. Japan took 6,000, China 4,800, South Korea took 2,700. Pork export sales at 31,900, also a good solid number. Mexico 13,000, China took 9,000, and South Korea took 3,900. So at least we're exporting some nice solid numbers for both beef and pork. In the cash trade last week, in cattle, we were down one by the end of the week, which was an improvement. And early in the week, we were down four. But we ended up averaging around 138 on the Fed trade, and dress trade at 222 was down two on the week. Box beef values were slightly higher on Friday, choice up 61 cents at 267. Select was up 39 cents at 250. The spread gained 22 cents at 1724. Movement was 88 loads. Slaughter rates at 507,000 head. That was down about 22,000 from the previous week, but that's just accounting for a missed day for the holiday. And it was up about 60,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index is unchanged. We're sitting at 153.48. So again, getting back to the futures and what the charts look like, we're still in a downtrend, I think, in live cattle. Feeders seem to be able to kind of brush off that trend a little bit better than the live cattle. In lives, we're still got, 3 months of record high feedlot inventories to work through the summer, which is expected to be hot. And it's at a time of year when beef consumption tends to drop off. So I think it's going to be hard to paint a bullish picture for live cattle, considering those kinds of fundamentals. But in feeders, it's a different story unless you get a good rally in corn. You've got much improved pasture conditions here over these last few weeks. You've got rain coming even into the western central plains. It's slowing down the wheat harvest, but it's also encouraging your pasture growth. So I think even if you had to move cattle around or liquidate some cattle in the western plains, they have a place to go other than the feedlots. It's not like the last couple of years where we just didn't have any grass hardly anywhere. So that situation has improved. I think demand for grass calves will stay strong, and I think you're going to start to see herd rebuilding starting this fall. I would expect you're going to see big hay crops this year, especially across the northern plains, but even the central plains, and good winter grazing, good pasture conditions through the summer, at least to start out. So I think the cattle market, the first thing you have to do is stop the liquidation, and I think that has occurred. Now we're looking at, are the conditions right for herd rebuilding? And I think they are, but we're not going to see that until this fall when you start to retain heifers and you just don't get the numbers coming into the feedlots, or you don't get them being contracted. So I think that's next. And, for one thing, we just have to get this corn crop in. We have to get pollination behind us. But after that, I think the feeder cattle are going to start to move on the upside. So if you get a good push up in corn, that'll get a good push down in feeders. There's your opportunity to start building that long position. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.